or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Into the weekend.
I am really happy.
That is great, and it makes you feel good.
Happy and dancing.
You know what we haven't done in a while?
Happy hour.
Glorious.
Now I feel glorious.
awesome.
This is going to be awesome.
Okay, that's pretty hard to top.
Are you so happy it's Friday like
yes.
I am?
I've never seen you so happy.
Should be fun.
Should be amazing.
Working for the weekend.
Now I feel glorious, glorious. I feel glorious, glorious.
This is going to be a relaxing weekend.
I am ready to face any challenges that might be foolish enough to face me.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. The Russian president ordering a reciprocal response prepared after a U.S. missile test Monday.
Russia accusing the United States of stoking military tensions hours after the Pentagon said it had tested a ground-launched cruise missile off the coast of California, a weapon that had been banned for more than 30 years under a U.S.-Russia treaty which collapsed earlier this month.
Fox's Simon Owen. President Putin saying Russia cannot stand idly by. A confessed serial killer expected to plead guilty in two Ohio killings. Samuel Little said to appear via Skype from California State Prison, where he's serving multiple life sentences. And last night, a serial killer put to death in Florida.
Gary Ray Bowles terrorized the East Coast for 8 months in 1994 with a spree that left six gay men dead and earned him the nickname the I-95 Killer.
Fox's Steve Rappaport. America is listening to Fox News.
City when the streets become a steaming pile of
Oh no! The turd burglars are robbing the bank!
Hold it right there, turd burglars!
I owe the end deep doo-doo!
It's dung beetle and stink bug!
Actually, ma'am, it's stink bug and dung beetle.
Yeah, I'm number two.
OMG, you guys are so anal. Who cares? They're getting away.
Everyone, cover your mouths. I'm going to gas them. Just then, stink bug releases his gas attack given to him after a freak accident at IBS Labs. It's working. They're dropping their load. Now, dung beetle. Dung beetle flings his mighty dung bombs. Put some corn in it, man. Wherever human waste needs to be flushed out,
we'll wipe the streets clean.
Stinkbug and Dung Beetle, stay tuned next time when Stinkbug says...
Quickly, Dung Beetle, hold this match behind me as I bend over.
Stinkbug and Dung Beetle.
This is so stupid.
First thing in the morning, you want to hear people being kind to each other.
Morning, Ralph. Morning, Sam.
Greg Budell, are you qualified to lead this ragtag group?
I am the chosen one.
What do you think, Jay Scott?
You know, it may be crazy, but we're gonna do it.
Good morning, Emily Hayes.
And what a lovely morning.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Have we found a better morning show to listen to?
We ain't found...
Quack, quack.
And Rich Thomas.
Good morning, Vietnam! Time to rocket from the Delta to the DMZ. Is that me or does that sound like an Elvis Presley movie? Viva Da Nang. Oh, Viva Da Nang. Da Nang me, why don't they get a rope and hang me? Hey, is this a little too early for being that loud? Hey,
Rich.
Too late. It's
0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Rich, well, somebody had their coffee this morning, and I guess this is the morning show everyone has decided on.
And only weak people would say anything other than that.
Stand by for three men and a lady.
You are correct, Mr. President.
For shizzle.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Three Men and a Lady on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. Greg Goodell with Jay Scott. Random facts next hour. $10 food on the pop quiz following. Emily Hayes, but begin with your weekend forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
It's always weird this time of the year when you think about the fact that there'll be some high school games around the area this evening, and we're talking about, you know, some tropical downpours and lots of heat and humidity. It just doesn't seem to go well. Sun and cloud mix today with a high around 94. Scattered hit or miss afternoon and evening storms. A generous supply today. Much more on the radar than yesterday. Low tonight 74. Then tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. Fingers crossed. I know it's the weekend, but the rain chances do get better, and we need the rain. Still random, but scattered to numerous showers and storms each day. Some towns get more than others. But, you know, locally heavy downpours, high in the low 90s, lows at 9, the low 70s, and still better than normal chances Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now this morning, incredible humidity, you know that. Mostly clear skies, southeast winds at 4. It's 74 at 612.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Good morning.
All right, it's Friday.
This is going to be a new era for the morning show.
What are you talking about?
What does that even mean?
You know.
It's a new era.
You know.
Taking it to the next level.
Yeah, it's time to take it to the next level.
And why would we do that?
There are going to be some great parties.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's the weekend.
All right, then. Let's get this party started.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our rocket scientist of the day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Our nominee is an actual rocket scientist.
Oh.
You probably heard about this. NASA has decided to name a boulder on Mars after the Rolling Stones.
I did not hear that.
The announcement was made at the Stones concert in Pasadena last night after being teased by Robert Downey Jr. on Twitter. Earlier in the day, Iron Man said in a cheesy video, "I'm bubbling with anticipation. I have inside me a riddle that I have to share. What do the Rolling Stones, NASA, and the Rose Bowl, and the ruling planet of my birth all have in common? It will be revealed tonight." The Stones issued a bland statement saying basically a huge thank you to everybody at NASA for making it happen. But as far as I know, they're the first rock band to have anything not of this earth named for them.
You think something on Mars, like a stick, could be named for the band, who were you used to be with?
Styx.
Oh. Styx!
Yes.
Maybe there's a stick up there.
The InSight lander is the Mars, or the NASA probe that knocked over this boulder on Mars and sent it rolling away.
Rolling stone.
So it became a rolling stone. Yeah.
I see that.
So it all worked out real well, and everybody lived happily ever after.
Well, that's great.
Do you want to turn my mic off for a second? It's a little situation. Jay's downstairs fixing an issue for traffic.
I kind of figured there was something happening down there.
Somebody needs to fix I-65 in Greenville. Three exits are closed. There's a hazardous material truck that has been overturned. Oh. Three exits are closed in Greenville.
Wow.
And it will be closed until about noon.
That's awful.
What kind of material got spilled, you know?
It just says hazardous material, so it's not chocolate milk.
Well, Jay was in the commissary putting together his breakfast when traffic had a computer issue.
So that solves the mystery as to why his bacon remained out on the counter. How was it this morning?
Oh, my gosh. It was heavenly. It was huge. I have a picture of it.
Huge?
I took a picture of it.
Good. I'm glad I was able to do one last kind thing for you guys.
Oh, yeah. Because what? This is it today, right?
Probably. Yeah. The big one.
I'm having all right, big Fred.
This thing has been traveling around. Like, my throat's better. Now it's in my nose.
That's awful.
I haven't hiccuped this morning. I did when I woke up.
Bless your heart. Oh, man.
I was still hiccuping when I woke up this morning.
I could play the whole show from yesterday, just your parts, at the Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't if you don't want me to.
No.
Okay.
While we're waiting for Jay, let me take a moment to mention our Rocket Scientist feature is brought to you by Applied Security.
Yeah.
And they can take over your existing monitoring for as low as $27 a month.
Don't they protect us here?
They sure do, and they have been since I came to Montgomery and before that. In fact, Mark and Vicky have been in business for, well, since 1987. By my math, that's 32 years.
Ooh.
They can provide the technologies you need, technologies for fire prevention and alerting and so forth. They can basically make your building secure and protected, so that if anything goes down, officials will be notified immediately. And they not only do homes, but they do businesses and commercial properties as well. So if you want great security at a very cost-efficient price, reach out to Applied Security, 279-8338. 279-8338. Their Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number is 276. Maybe Jay will be here by the time we get back from local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police say a pedestrian who was hit by a car back in July has now died. Authorities say 53-year-old Richard Wilson of Millbrook was hit on July 29th at I-85 and Forest Avenue. Wilson was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries and then later transported to UAB Hospital in Birmingham. Seven students from Wetumpka Middle School were taken to the hospital Thursday with symptoms of heat exhaustion. Elmore County Superintendent Richard Dennis says the students were treated for dehydration and are now doing fine. The school system is investigating. And Montgomery City leaders broke ground on a new park Thursday. Screws Park is at the site of the old Screws Armory. It will also connect the ball fields behind Goodwin Middle School to Atlanta Highway. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Screws Park.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Initially, this story was going to be from Gary Busey, who announced yesterday that there is no death. That's pretty electrifying. However, after I saw that story, we got an update on the Connecticut Six. Remember them?
The Connecticut Six. The mature people.
I think so. Oh yeah. The naked people in the field that are old.
There were five men aged 62, 62, 67, 82, and 85, and one elderly woman were arraigned in court yesterday.
Yeah.
Order in the court. Bring in the defendants. I've read the police report. These senior citizens were allegedly caught in a public park having a orgy. The charges are as follows. Sir, you've been charged with second degree. And you, sir, have been charged with second degree. Next, sir, you're charged with third degree. And finally, you, sir, are charged with fourth degree. Oh, damn. And now on to you, ma'am. You were charged with first degree... How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honor!
Very well. The bailiff has handed out the barf bags, and the jury will view the evidence now.
So we will keep you informed. I think there's a story that we should follow.
It's a story that it's ongoing.
The Connecticut Six.
Well, that married couples can is fighting it, right? They're representing themselves, saying they were just there, just right. Taking the fresh air.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with the other four perverts.
Near.
But we will continue to follow. This is we're desperate for drama at this in the dog days of summer, I guess.
We've had stories on before about the amount of activity that goes on in homes, retirement villages.
Story in here, yeah. I think they're going to be a Morning Maroon nominee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a place in Florida called the Villages.
Yeah.
And it is a retirement area which is notorious for older folks getting hammered.
Oh, yeah. The booze, you were talking about that they were, their consumption of alcohol.
Basically, what this woman did, 62 years old, sounds like she's a little young for the Villages, to be frank, mm-hmm. at 62.
62, yeah.
She gets pulled over on suspicion of drunk driving. So if she's getting breathalyzed, she decides to make a bet with the cop on whether she's over or under the legal limit.
Oh, my gosh.
These old folks, man, what is going on here?
Oh, my gosh. And STD, too, is amazingly high.
Well, we can contribute that to the advent of medications that have allowed old people to be young again.
I hear you.
Anyway, 60-year-old Mary Westerlund put .19 out there. She said that she tried to make a bet with the officer as to whether she would be over or under that.
Yeah.
She was wrong. She was actually at .22, so she was arrested.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's more than one cocktail.
Maybe retirement isn't as dull as it sounds, huh? At least not at the Villages.
Or in Connecticut.
Yeah. Yeah, where they're out in the field. A week from today, our first Dunkin' It's Unpredictathon.
Can you believe it?
Man, I think we're doing the Auburn game first.
There's football tomorrow night. There's Miami and Florida, which is a decent game.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah. University of Miami and Florida?
Yeah.
Wow, they're playing that early this year.
Yeah, well, they usually do one of those kickoff games, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But those two, when they play at all, in fact, for a while, they stop. They shut that rivalry down.
Yeah.
Those are the only games that ever sold out in Miami, unless they were running for a national championship, or the games with Florida or FSU. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, nobody cared. You get 19, 20,000 people into the Orange Bowl for the regular games, and then when they were playing one of the in-state teams, then it would be filled with drunks. And they would literally tinkle over the side of the Orange Bowl.
I'm not surprised.
I kid you not. I mean, you'd look up, and there'd be 20 or more people lined up
mm-hmm. yep.
with their garden hoses yep. draped over the side of the Orange yeah. Bowl. So they always told you to stay away from the spray.
Never assume it's water.
Yeah. Anyway, all kinds of excitement in Florida. We will come back. The timeline for August 23rd, I know one event that's on there that's going to be a big topic this afternoon.
Oh.
If I'm still around, God rest my soul. what's our TV topic today?
40% of Americans have some regret about how they've lived their life so far. And it's some of the regrets, you know, not taking as good care of themselves, not being with the family enough, not traveling enough. 40% is a huge number.
It really is.
It's quite high. We will be right back. First, though, let's head down to the traffic dungeon and check in with Jeff.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through your morning traffic, and things look great in the Montgomery area. We don't have any problems at all on the boulevard. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s. If you're using I-65 south of Montgomery, there's a big problem. The interstate is completely closed in the Greenville area. You'll have to be routed around because of a hazmat spill on the interstate. Let's just be careful. Look out for school buses as they're picking up kids this morning. Mini-term B classes at Trenton State Community College start October 11th. Registration will be September 9th to October 10th. Trenton State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Don't forget, today's day we have an Emily segment at the end of the show. Give away some pretty great stuff. Clark's Club membership, the works from Don Duncan, and a tailgate to go package from Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Jason's on the phone.
Hey, morning, guys. Morning.
Hey. Hi.
Got a question for y'all.
Yeah.
All the moon beams and the flower children from the 80s and 60s, where y'all think they are at now?
They're at the Villages in Florida.
Yeah. They all sold out, too. You know, they said, don't trust anybody over 30. Well, guess what? They all sold out.
Right. Yeah, they're all that. They're carrying on their ways in their later years.
Yep. But they
calmed down in their 30s and 40s and living it up again.
I just saw a special where they found the couple on the
cover Woodstock album.
Yeah.
Woodstock
album.
And they're still happily married, and they're just, it was so cool.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Flower power. Thanks. Jason, thanks for the call. 626.
Morning, sir. Shopping for a new pickup today?
Oh, no. I'm Bill the electrician. Come to repair your pole light.
Oh, right. Where's your boom truck?
Don't need one. I just shimmy up the pole with this super-duper tree-climbing deer skin. Comes with special safety gear.
Well, okay.
Potentially dangerous jobs require specialized equipment and highly trained personnel. That's why you should always call the experts at Crosby Electric.
I'm just gonna lower this old fixture and, whoops!
Whoa!
Sorry.
All technicians at Crosby Electric are thoroughly trained to safely perform all electrical procedures for your business.
Okay, I'm just gonna ease on down now and... Whoa! Oh!
Whoa, Bill, I thought you had special safety gear.
I do. Strapped a pillow to my behind. Safety first, I always say.
Don't take chances. Call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Dr. Portia Bradford Love, and my husband, J.C. Love, is running for mayor. Let me tell you a little bit about J.C. J.C. has a true servant's heart. He is a leader with so many good ideas to help Montgomery flourish. Love for Montgomery means a school system motivated by excellence, not excuses. Love for Montgomery means everyone feels safe in their home and their business. And love for Montgomery means your zip code doesn't determine your access to city services or your opportunity to get ahead. Montgomery, we need to believe in ourselves. JC and I believe in Montgomery because we know the types of great people it has produced and will produce in the future. To me, JC is the obvious choice. After all, he was smart enough to marry me, wasn't he?
I'm JC Love, and Montgomery, I'm running to be your next mayor. It's time for a change, Montgomery. Look around. We can do better, and we have to do better for my children and for yours.
Paid for by Love for Montgomery, PO Box 242101, Montgomery, Alabama 36119.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Seeds are swinging with the boys in the office, kicking back in the office chair. Saying, hey, diddle, diddle, I couldn't give a piddle if my boss yells at me over there. So we take a big chance and take a little glance to see if boss went away. We don't feel we'll survive if we stay until 5, so we need to make a quick escape. We're ready to
Talk Friday, Talk Friday, Be Movie Friday, Go Boss Friday. Just give me a beer.
With the timeline at 6:30 for the 23rd of August, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 235th day of the year, there are 120 days remaining. National Ride the Wind Day. It's the day that commemorates the anniversary of the first human-powered flight, the pedal-powered Condor II that flew in California on this date and traveled at 11 miles per hour.
Wow.
Guess that would be a cheap flight, and this is Cheap Flight Day. You know, I don't like the idea of cost-cutting airlines. You know what I mean? Cheap flights.
Feels like the quality's not there.
Yes, I want to make sure that I'm on not a cheap flight. I don't want to go down. It's national... Well, tomorrow is National Waffle Day, by the way.
Oh, breakfast plans made.
And Sunday is Banana Split Day, and it's been a long time since I've had a banana split. They are good. 1927, Sacco and Vanzetti are executed. Despite worldwide demonstrations in support of their innocence, they're executed for murder. 51 years ago, in 1968, Ringo Starr temporarily quit the Beatles. And NORAD went to DEF CON 4. 1969, Honky Tonk Women by the Rolling Stones peaks at number one. Did you hear there's a stone on Mars now that...
I heard that somewhere.
Yeah, I got that. Now our song of the day. Song of Summer Series, and this is a good one. School of Broadcasting students, this is a long intro. You think you can handle this one right here? All right, let's go back to July 1972. It's a power song for sure. Group from Cleveland, Ohio, called the Raspberries, with lead singer. You may know this guy, Eric Carmen. He's the one who's... This was actually an Isley Brothers song, by the way. Only peaked at number 32 for the Raspberries. Surprisingly, if you're going to do it, you might as well go all the way.
Never knew how complete love could be. She kissed me and said, baby, please go away.
Yay!
Feels so alive. Being with you is alive. Please go away.
Yes. When you're on third base and the coach says,
slide.
Go all the way.
That's what those elderly people were listening to in the field.
Oh, my gosh. Brandy's a fine girl. 1972, that song by Looking Glass was number one on the pop charts, by the way. This is the date in 74. John Lennon reported seeing a UFO in New York City. 44 years ago in 75. War, Why Can't We Be Friends? Peaks at number six on the charts. 89, Pete Rose gets booted from baseball. Punishment for betting on baseball. He's the Cincinnati Reds manager, and he's betting on baseball games. He accepts a settlement that includes a lifetime ban from the game. 21 years ago in 1998, that 70s show debuted on Fox. Now it's all over syndication. You can go down the channel. There it is there. There it is there. There it is there. Birthdays today. Kobe Bryant, 41. Shelley Long. Shelley Long is how old today?
68.
I'm going to go with 78.
I'm going to go with 71.
7-0.
I win.
She could have a date with Rick Springfield. He's 70 today as well. And he's...
We had him on the show a few years ago, remember?
Rick Springfield?
Yes.
He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
He's still in love with Jesse's girl.
You know, I think he was playing here, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
Yeah,
yeah. I saw him at that concert at Impact.
And I wasn't here.
He was Dr. Noah Drake on General Hospital. Women still throw stuff at him.
You knew he reprised that role a handful of years ago.
Yeah, he did.
So he's like in and out on there. It's amazing.
For a 70-year-old man, he doesn't look 70.
Hey, there's some of the mugshots, by the way, from the Connecticut Six.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, there's some.
Lovely group.
Very handsome.
Rich, you're thinking of Julie Chen.
That's a lot.
Not Rick Springfield.
Won't let it go.
That's an old callback.
Oh, Jay.
It's a low moment in my career here on the timeline. Thanks a lot, Jay. I had almost let go. Rudy Ritiger is 71. He's the real-life Rudy from the movie.
Yeah.
Joe Montana, who is quarterback of Rudy's Notre Dame team, says there's a lot of touching, inspirational aspects of the movie that were bull, he says. Richard Sanders is 79. Les Nessman, WKRP in Cincinnati, and friends of Chai Rodriguez, right? Barbara Eden.
Ugh.
Are we going with age guesses here?
Barbara Eden is how old today? Genie.
I'm going to go with 82.
84!
84 is a listener of ours.
83.
88.
Oh, wow.
Today.
88.
She
still looks good.
You got that nose sound?
I do have it right here. Hang on one second. Okay. I think it's page 13.
There it is.
Oh, that's good. The wrong genie. Yeah. I'm sorry.
God, you're like Rain Man
bewitched.
Over there.
On page. You knew the page.
You knew the page, like the position. Like, there it is.
It's not like one we use every day.
Genie was more of...
Do you have Chai Chai Rodriguez?
Yes, I do.
That's great.
He's ready to play.
All right. What? You want to play it?
I was going to play it
let me finish here. So River Phoenix would have been 49 today if he didn't have a speedball in the Troubadour that night. Countdown, 7 days, 1 week away from Labor Day weekend, the Predictathon, and SEC football the next day. 34 days until a human birthday season begins. There is a canine 13 days earlier. Halloween in 69 days. Christmas Day just 123 days away. That's the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, 637.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
A sun and cloud mix with a high around 94, but a generous supply of those scattered hit or miss showers and thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. My yard is crunchy. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday. If you don't get the rain today, you're likely to get it over the weekend. That would affect some plans, but boy, we need the rain. Still random, but scattered to numerous showers and storms each day. Low 90s during the weekend, lows at night in the low 70s. Better than normal, rain chances continue on Tuesday and Wednesday. Right now this morning, 74 degrees, mostly clear skies at 6:38.
This is just part of a new cultural program. Turning to sports. Winner of this week's Gulf Coast Golf Classic was Chai Chai Rodriguez. Chai Chai finished with a 9-under score.
Chichi Rodriguez.
Hopefully, Mr. Rodriguez will play.
I don't know why that sounds like it was recorded from 40 feet away.
But I know.
It's been in the system for a while. Sorry about that. It is 6:38.
It's showtime.
And we will get ready to hook up with our friends at the Alabama News Network and talk about regrets.
Yes.
And what the five big ones are.
Oh.
Well, all right.
Yeah. Just waiting. 15 seconds.
That's a different voice today.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the countdown they give us. That one, that guy.
Two, one, standby. Cue music.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
40% of people say they regret how they lived their life so far.
The biggest regrets are not traveling more, not taking better care of their health, and not spending enough time with their family.
I was going to say not spending enough money. All right, let's bring in our friends over at 3 Minute Lady and News Talk at 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hi. I don't see Beverly Hickerson's name on this list.
Beverly? Who? Huh? Oh, you regret? What do you regret?
Beverly Hickerson.
Oh, you regret her. I see.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Nope,
it starts. And it begins.
Right. No, you see.
No, she's not local.
Well, oh, no.
Which one is this? Where's the location on this one?
Chicago.
Okay. Oh, Chicago.
Yeah, I was.
How about
that? Was she the bus driver?
All right, give Andrew a cheese slice.
All right, I'm on it.
Bus driver.
No, she was not the bus driver because she could make you feel like you got hit by one. I mean, in a way.
Okay.
But she did drive you crazy, I'm guessing.
Well, it was one of those things. You guys, you're young, and you can easily boil over with...
What?
Back to you, Jay.
I didn't know where that was going.
No.
It was just one of those things. It was one of those things, and I turned my whole life inside out, and we ended up kind of like hurting each other's feelings, and so that would be a regret. But you know what? There's no such thing as regret.
Is anybody surprised that 40% is the number?
According
to the survey, it is. Yeah, 40% is a huge number people regretting.
Everything happens for a reason. You got to learn how to turn your regrets into learning experiences. Because if you're happy with, everybody's looking at me with contempt.
No, I'm just listening.
If you're happy with where you're at in your life today, then it took all of those regretful events and the mistakes you made
that's
to get
true,
where you want to go.
But you can also look back and say, I wished I'd traveled
people
more.
People aren't happy with where they are right now.
Well, some people. Yeah. That's true, I guess.
I'm good.
I wish that my mom and dad didn't live across the street, and I wish I would have been with them more in their later years, you know, when they were when their health was declining. And that's a regret. That's one of my regrets.
Okay, that I understand. I was lucky. I was in Miami. My folks were in Chicago. I was lucky. I had money. I could fly up and see them a couple times a month sometimes.
Yeah.
But I regret not being fiscally responsible.
All right, that's a good one.
Roll Tide.
No,
that's close to mine because I regret that I'm not a millionaire yet. Close to be a line.
See,
now that I live on my own, I regret not learning to cook.
That's a good one.
Spaghetti gets old.
And spaghetti is what he's calling it.
It's so easy. Andrew, it's so easy and it's fun. It's actually rewarding. You'll pick it up. You'll pick it up.
I should write.
Fun and rewarding are three words I have never used with cooking.
And if you hear his grocery list, you'll know that that's true.
Disgusting, stressful,
and
unhealthy.
A lot of stomach growling.
Oh, no.
We're just waiting for Logan to come in and save him.
Yeah. Oh, hopefully she can cook. I'm sure she can.
She is a very good cook.
Yes.
That's great. That's great, great.
Now, you mentioned the thing about money. See, there again, I should have been a millionaire. I should have. But I made choices and decisions and did other things. So I could waste a lot of time living with that regret, but I had fun, and here I am today.
Yeah. Okay.
Broke.
Well,
but I'm going to blow everyone's mind really quick. Okay. What if you regretting something?
Regret?
Because I feel like we're all saying
that
you shouldn't regret anything in your life.
Yeah.
So, like, that also means you can't regret the regrets that you have.
Deep.
I have regrets
that is
for
deep
not
Andrew.
Having regrets. Yeah. So.
Andrew.
The word regret is just starting to sound weird the more you guys say it. Yeah, I've just heard that, like, 85 times in the last two sentences.
Andrew really is the Socrates of this group because he just made a profound statement there about regretting regrets.
Have you ever seen Bill and Ted, Andrew?
Wow.
No, he doesn't watch movies.
Oh, Lord.
He's the Socrates of the morning show now.
I will regret answering this question, so I'm just going to stop right there.
Andrew is the excellent adventure. in this
what?
Life.
What?
You're an adventure, Andrew.
Okay, I said excellent.
The excellent adventure.
Yes.
Yeah, and you're living it. You're living the excellent adventure.
Oh, wow.
Well, now I feel like that's something I need to cross off of my bucket list.
Is he insulting us?
Yeah, he said that we are terrible.
Yeah.
Whatever the opposite of that is, that's what he said that we are.
Terribly boring.
Yes, yeah, so that's
what
I heard.
You are holding down the couch over there. Thanks, Greg.
I'm sorry I missed that one.
Couldn't come faster.
I regret not living up to Greg's standards.
Yeah.
So we gotta do.
He's so confused because he doesn't feel 110%. So I think he's forgotten already what he might have said that could have offended.
Well, I hope
you offend somebody.
I don't know. I'm so confused.
I have
an
no
idea. Just popped into my ear.
I hope you have no regrets about your weekend.
Gonna hold off on saying it. No, I was regrets about breakfast. I was not going to say it this time.
You went a whole segment without breakfast talk the other day.
Yeah. BLT today.
That's because I wasn't here, wasn't that? I was like, I wouldn't have let that slide. No, so I must not have been here.
Yeah, you were
all right, guys,
on assignment.
And I was thinking about breakfast out there, too.
Yeah.
I'm going to go have some tapioca. Right,
we have sidetrack to breakfast. We're going to go ahead and end this right here, guys.
This segment is regretted.
Yes. We'll see you guys on Monday morning.
All right, have a good weekend.
And if you want to hear more from 3 Minute Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Nice little producer.
I have no idea what just happened.
I think it was more where you said Andrew was an excellent adventure, and then they're like, what are we, chopped liver? And that's...
No, I said Andrew is his own excellent adventure.
I know.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything about Ryan and Jalea, so they took it as, waiting down the couch.
Well, they weren't serious about it.
They were joking. Yeah. They weren't being serious.
They weren't serious.
It's entertainment, Sonny.
All right, what are we doing next here?
Stuff.
Yeah, we got stuff coming up.
Yeah, probably have some commercials too.
Stuff coming out of our ears.
You want to know where cheese slices are so far this week before the end of the show? We've got WAKA, J. Yeah, J and WAKA are tied at 3. And then, Greg, you have 4. Rich is in the lead with 5. No cheese slices for the listeners this week.
No, I thought we had 1.
No, they haven't brought the A game.
Well, they still have the rest of today.
They do. They do. All you have to do is beat Rich and hope that he doesn't say something cheese slice worthy.
The best video games of all time?
Really? You've got a list?
Nerd Duck News, Hunt. Yes.
Mm.
Nerd News, yes.
I'm never a fan of lists like these in any genre because I have no idea how they're picked and by whom.
Criteria.
I have all that.
Best albums of all time. What are you going to get?
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
Hard. Like, how are you going to break that down?
It's from Business Insider.
The hell do they know about video games?
You're video game experts.
Bunch of suits.
Now, they could be going on sales, and if that's a determination, then sure.
Donkey Kong.
Well, that is coming up along with the rest of the cheap and trashy news in just a moment at 6:47. Back to Mr. Balaji.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through your Friday morning traffic, and things look really good around the boulevard. It's starting to build up some traffic, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any slowdowns yet. Just be careful. You're up at a speed limit right there, and the 31s look good this morning. I-65 is closed in the Greenville area due to a hazmat spill. Be prepared to be rerouted and delayed in that area. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
On your TV, a dance show. Your wife is blissing out, but you, not so much. How are you going to get through this? You look down. The answer is in your hand. Your phone. Sports, box scores, highlights. Everything you love in one perfect bundle from WOW. Super fast internet, tons of TV channels, all for just $64.99 per month. Go to WOWWay.com and get yours today.
WOW.
Offer for new customers invalid for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Auto pay and paperless billing, equipment taxes and fees extra, subject to change. Restrictions apply.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Hello, this is David Ernest with Ernest Financial. And just like Ernest Financial makes lots of money for our clients, Blue Water has helped us make lots of money for our company. You cannot go wrong with advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACD, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On August 23rd, 1978, the world welcomed little baby Kobe Bryant.
Okay, Mom, I see the head. Ugh. One more big push. Ugh. She shoots.
Kobe.
She scores.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, here on the Cheap and Trashy at 6:51 in Miley Cyrus news.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Yeah.
And that's all.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. She was cheating on him?
Yeah, she went on a Twitter rant. She made it clear that she did not cheat on Liam Hemsworth. She says, once he and I reconciled, I meant it and I was committed. There are no secrets to uncover here. I can admit to a lot of things, but I refuse to admit that my marriage ended because of cheating. You can say I'm a twerking, pot-smoking, foul-mouthed hillbilly, but I'm not a liar. That's what my...
Wow.
I will say she's been pretty transparent about everything.
So she's a hillbilly.
Well, isn't her dad Billy Ray Hillbilly Cyrus?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Gary Busey would like you all to know that there is no death.
Well, thank God.
Yeah, in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, Gary was discussing the 1988 motorcycle accident that almost took his life. He said, don't call it death. There is no death. Death just stands for don't expect a tragedy here. He had a mystical experience on the operating table. He said, I was surrounded by balls of light, gold, magenta, amber, mother of pearl, all around me, more than you could count. Three lights moved up to me.
Okay.
The mother of pearl once spoke to me in an androgynous voice. It went, and I'm paraphrasing, Gary, you're going in a good direction.
Gary.
It's time for you to look for help in the spiritual realm. You may come with us now, or you may return to your body and continue your destiny. And all that. That's...
Gary Busey.
He will be going in, by the way, for a tooth shortening procedure soon.
Oh, yeah?
Mr. T is suing a weed company.
What?
I saw that.
Why?
Website called Leaffly, or Leafly, depending on how you pronounce it. It's kind of like Yelp, but it's for stoners who want to find the best pot strains and dispensaries. They have run afoul of Mr. T. They're promoting a strain of cannabis called Mr. Tusk, and the logo looks like Mr. T.
Right, and he doesn't want to confuse anybody. Then.
He pities the fool.
That's right. So Mr. T is suing them because he thinks it looks too much like his name, and people assume he has something to do with the company. But Leafly is not backing down. They issued a statement saying, "We pity the absurdity of this claim."
Good job. Good job.
Oh, Taylor Swift.
What about? You know, you got Swifties that listen to this show.
Yeah.
Yep. She dropped her paper.
I did.
She's re-recording her catalog.
That's the story.
Yeah.
But why? That's the question everybody's asking. So she can get...
Are you going to... Oh, okay. I thought you were going to play it. So she can get the control of her masters back, basically, because that scooter guy bought Big Machine and is in control of all of her masters from the beginning of her career to, like, what, an album ago? Mm-hmm. And she doesn't have any control over her music. So.
She has to wait, though, till November of next year to do this.
Is she on the road?
She said, "I think artists deserve to own their own work. I just feel very passionately about that. It's next year right around the corner, and I'm excited."
Is that why when we hear some oldies that have been re-recorded, that they did it for a reason?
It could be for to get the rights.
Or re-release them on a live album,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it could be to get the rights back
right
from somebody that's, you know, using...
A lot of artists,
Revolution in a Nike commercial.
A lot of artists have been screwed in there by their... Oh, the best 50 video games of all time.
From Business Insider.
Yes.
Any idea on criteria on this one, or is it just... What do they say here?
I guess we'll figure it out once he starts...
It includes games across all platforms. They do note that they only considered each game once, so it's been released on multiple platforms. If it's been released on multiple platforms, they only counted those with the highest score. So the top 20, and we'll count them down... Three Men and a Lady style.
Number 5.
Super Mario Galaxy Wii.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Number 4.
Soul Calibur Dreamcast, Xbox 360, Xbox
All right. One.
Number 3.
Grand Theft Auto 4.
Right, of course.
You can tell them apart.
That was a huge
Was that the
title.
Miami one?
No.
Are any of the Madden games on here?
Probably not.
No?
Number 2.
Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2.
That's going back a ways. 97
number
maybe?
Number 1.
The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Jeez, I don't know any of this stuff.
I don't know any of this stuff. I'm looking at the whole list, top 20. There's no Madden games here.
May I have the list?
Yes, you may have the list.
Can I see it after you
For my
it?
Show tomorrow?
I kind of thought you might have been opening this weekend. Angel Has Fallen.
Huh?
Morgan Freeman is the president. And Gerard Butler returns as Secret Service agent Mike Banning from the Olympus Has Fallen and London Has Fallen movies. Now, Banning's on the run from the FBI trying to clear his name, and blah, 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 blah. And Nick Nolte has a cameo in this. I hope somebody did his hair. And the rest of this looks like crap. Kevin Bacon is being considered as the next Freddy Krueger, by the way.
What?
Kevin Bacon.
Kevin Bacon, yes. 657 on News Talk 93.1 FM. If you want selection, if you want a place that has got the most incredible sale prices going when it comes to furniture, visit Kaiser. Did you even know they existed? Here's how you save 1.5% right out of the box. You buy from Kaiser, you pay the Elmore County sales tax, even though it's like just feet away from the Montgomery City limit. It's far enough over the line where you save on sales tax. But right now, throughout the store, all types of furniture marked down. We found a wonderful recliner that rocks and swivels and is so comfortable. It's one of those chairs that the dogs likes to steal. And, you know, they have good taste in comfortable furniture. They have markdowns throughout the store. See my friend Stella over there. And wear some good walking shoes because you're going to want to see everything. Doesn't matter what you're looking for. From dining sets, living room sets, bedroom sets, and pieces that can fit, like in a corner of your, the front entrance to your house, for example. You want something, you've got a space there that you need to fill, you'll find it at Kaiser. Again, on 231, as you drive towards Wetumpka, just before you get to Aushnucks, you'll see it there on the east side. And the Red Hot August Summer Sale has just days left, so get there today or tomorrow to Kaiser Fine Furnishings. Traffic, Fox News, and then we're back.
Montgomery Skywatch, making our way through your Friday morning traffic, and things look really good around the boulevard. It's starting to build up some traffic, so be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, we don't see any slowdowns yet. Just be careful. You're up at a speed limit right there, and the 31s look good this morning. I-65 is closed in the Greenville area due to a hazmat spill. Be prepared to be rerouted and delayed in that area. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter announces a 60-day or 2,000-mile powertrain warranty on all qualified pre-owned vehicles at no cost to you. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for six straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is great.